number 13002, Troy Wallace seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Charles Street. The 911 address is 9788 Charles Street in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 6, Parcel 75. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building. We have zero correspondence on this case and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Okay. Troy Wallace. Address is 9788 Charles Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. There's an existing garage there, which on the survey there, it shows it's a little under the 5 feet. It's, I think, 3.9 feet off the line. I'd like to remove that garage. It's, best I can tell, it's approximately 60 years old and replace it with something a little more modern. It's what my hopes are to do. So the 15 feet setback goes into my existing house. So there's not room for the building to be there. So that's what, why I'm asking for this. And, you know, everything was already there when I got the house. So it's either I have to have the existing garage and do what we can with that one or put something new there. And it won't devalue the neighborhood. And I'm asking for the 5 feet. I brought my neighbor tonight. He said it could just be right where it's at now, so he doesn't have a problem with that. But
so it's going in the exact footprint?
It is. Okay. Well, I did the 5 feet because my property, I think, is 10,700, so I just barely miss it on that. And the new building, I think, is 960 square feet, so I miss it by 360 on that. So I'm missed it all the way around.
Questions?
The backyard is the septic back there, so nothing can go back there.
Do you have a well?
The well is in the front yard.
I assume over on the left side in front of the house?
Yeah, it's in the front of the house.
Okay.
Are you the original owner of the house?
No, the house was built 1964.
When did you buy it?
2015.
Okay, and that garage was on there, obviously.
Right.
Just looking to improve the property and
the garage needs work, and I would like to have a little more room than I have. I'm a big game hunter, so my wife doesn't want the heads in the house. I would like to have them out in the garage. So.
Gotcha. So the square footage of the garage as compared to the new pole shed you're requesting. You said 960 square feet for
the... Yeah, so 24 by 40.
Is the new one?
It's the new one.
What about the old one? So it's
the dimensions are 21.6 by 25.7.
So it's going to be bigger? Okay.
Yeah.
A bit bigger.
Going to really to the front of the property and out a little bit.
Could you build it closer to the house?
I could. My fear is that I can't get back in the backyard then if we did that. If, you know, I'd like enough room that if I have to replace a septic or something that they have room to get
in. I see.
Building it as you propose gives you 9'7".
Yes.
Distance. Did you consider building a smaller pole building?
Yeah, I did the... A stock truss is 24 feet, so that's kind of why I'm asking. So, for economical reasons, I mean, we could do.
Understood. Any approvals that you need through HOA or city, town?
No, there's no HOA there.
Okay.
So, I have, the one neighbor was going to come, and he dropped the letter off here this evening. So if you'd like me to read that, I can.
You can, or you can give it to Ms. Norwood.
Okay, I can read. Mark Allen owns numerous properties in our neighborhood here, to whom it concerns, in reference to the case number 13002, Troy Wallace. We have multiple properties within 800 feet of the proposed structure. The structure type is and reduced setback requirements are commonplace in the neighborhood because of the restricted size of the lots. The Wallaces have done nothing but improve the property they own. It's one of the nicest looking properties on the street. Therefore, we have no objections towards the proposed structure and reduced setback requirements. Mark Allen, Brown Street Properties.
Mr. Sharp?
But
I'm sorry.
If I may, just two quick questions. And so coming in off the driveway, are you putting a garage door on
one garage door
on the end to the garage?
Yeah, the drawings should be accomplished with.
I'm looking at it. And then the second point is that if approved where you're building this, it would also appear to be in line with the existing home. Is that a fair
correct
statement?
Right.
So you're not coming any further forward.
No, I want it in line with that.
Than the home currently is.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. Looking at the survey, I see you have an existing driveway, and it looks like this is going to continue to line up with that driveway.
Yeah, that's what we wanted it to do.
Dr. Carson asked you about why you couldn't have it closer to the house. And your answer was that you wanted to provide access to your septic system in the rear.
Right.
Yard. If the pole building were pushed closer to towards the house, wouldn't you have that space on the other side, or why wouldn't you be able to access?
We've only got 9 feet, so we're still at. You know, I don't want it. I want to be able to walk.
Well, I guess one of the things that this board does have to look at is.
Right.
One of the standards you have to prove is as the minimum variance to afford relief. So
Okay. You
have to demonstrate that that you've tried to minimize the need for variance. So sometimes we do have folks that come in and maybe what they're trying to do, they can't actually do it, but they're able to reduce the size of the variance for that, to be able to accomplish their goals.
Right. Currently, I've got my neighbor here. Currently, he has a fence up to keep his yard there, so he normally uses my backside of my garage. So for me to come over father there, that it makes hardship on him if we got
so there's a fence
there.
That is on your property.
Let me grab a picture.
Is it lined up with your fence?
My property actually runs we just have it that nobody's going back in his backyard and playing with it, taking anything.
Okay, so he's kind of put a fence, and we can show that to the board members.
Right.
That runs parallel to Charles Street.
Correct.
That goes to give him some space for his backyard.
Right.
So that would be maintained.
My backyard fence actually comes to my building, and then so he's the one that's using this over here.
All right. Okay. I understand. Thank you. If you could submit that to Ms. Norwood,
okay.
We need to have that in the record. And the letter, too, if you have that, that would be helpful to have in the record as well, Mr. Wallace. I also was looking at your site plan, and I just want to make sure I'm reading it correctly. It looks like the existing garage is 3.9 feet. From the side yard?
It is.
And the proposed one will be 5 feet from the side
correct.
Yard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't make sure I was looking at that right way.
I don't have a problem making it a 5 feet. I just would like an aisleway down between the house and the building.
I understand. And it sounds like your neighbor's got a fence there that.
Right.
From what your testimony is, would make that difficult, if not impossible, to go down the side.
Yeah, yard. I mean, we've done it that way for years, so I hate to.
Understand.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Would you like to come forward and be sworn in, sir?
Brent Milligan, I live at 9778 Charles Street, right next door.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Truth, all truth.
Thank you.
I just ask that you keep the building where it is right now. Let's not move it 5 feet over. Let's keep it at 3.9. There's no problems at all with me. I like it where it's at because it gives me a little area to put my dumpsters. And I put that behind the fence as my dumpsters.
Okay.
That's all I mean, I just ask to keep it right where it's at, not to move it at all.
And you're okay with the proposed dimensions of the new building?
Yeah, it's okay. Great. Actually, I like it much better. Okay. It gives me a little more area. I'll be able to get my trailer back there now. I just ask that you keep it right where it's at, not move it in 5 feet.
Okay, any questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Looking at the photo that we have here, there's this fence here, and I'm guessing there's a blue line here, probably is about where the property line is. Yeah. But in looking at the site plan, this garage is going to come forward towards Charles Street. Hmm? So I'm going to imagine that that fence is, or at least that portion of the fence, is going to have to come down.
It's going to go further up.
Okay. So you guys are planning to put that fence
further up, yeah.
Similar location, just up a little.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to make sure that that was understood. So, okay, very good.
Big dogs in, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13002 for Mr. Troy Wallace and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13002 for Troy Wallace for the requested variance. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. I do think that the new structure should be built as presented on the plan with the 5-foot setback on the side.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So a vote of 3-0, sir, your case is approved.